welcome to a very special interview. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for listening in, and it's my pleasure to be able to introduce Anita Kugler. Anita is passionate about teaching people how to make a real difference in their own health. For more than 20 years, she's been showing people that small changes can lead to big results. She helps people design their own personalized plans for achieving their health and wellness goals, whether it's losing weight, having more energy, or just getting a good night's sleep. Anita is the author of From Resolution to Reality, How to Stay Fit and Lose Fat Forever. Anita blogs about health and wellness issues on her website at realhealthconnection.com. And she also shares a lot of tips and health news on her Facebook page. You can find it by searching for Real Health Connection. Welcome to the interview today, Anita.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on today, and I'm excited about talking with you. Why don't we first get started and just share a little bit with us about your background?
Sure. Well, when I was in college, I became familiar with some different things that people were doing diet-wise. Mm-hmm. And it just made an impression on me because growing up, I ate a pretty typical diet that people were eating. And I came into contact with people who were into macrobiotics and into vegetarianism and into different ways of just making different choices for different reasons. And so that just started to become a theme in my life. I didn't pursue it career-wise at that time. I was into communications and studying Spanish, and I wanted to travel around the world and talk to other people in other places, which I did for a number of years. But then about 25 years ago, things kind of shifted for me, and I realized that what I really wanted to talk to people about was how to take care of their own health, because I realized that there's so much confusion out there. You know, we're constantly being told that this is good for you, and then the next day we're being told that this is bad for you. And I know we told you it was good for you yesterday, but today we're telling you it's bad for you. And we've bombarded with drug commercials and so many things. And I felt like there was a real need to get involved in promoting self-care, self-health, teaching people how to make healthier choices.
Yeah, I think it all does come down to making healthier choices, because I know for myself, you know, oftentimes I'm drawn to want to eat the potato chips or have the fast food or something else like that. And it's like, do I eat the carrots or do I eat the potato chips? And oftentimes, you know, the potato chips wins out. But it's in that moment of decision that you have that opportunity to choose something different, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I want to tell people is, like, maybe the carrots aren't attractive to you, but if it was an avocado, you could put a little bit of sauce on it, that would be attractive, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it doesn't have to be something that we associate with something that's just not as attractive as the potato chips. There are natural foods and fruits and vegetables like a strawberry or a blueberry that actually would look good compared to potato chips.
Definitely. Well, obviously there are some healthier choices to make, and I know that you have some a passion for teaching people about superfoods. Can you tell us what a superfood is?
Well, yes, Rick. It's a word that's being used a lot, but in the simplest way to explain it is that it's a natural food, usually a fruit or a vegetable. Sometimes it's things that grow in the ocean as well. It's a food that has more nutrition or more concentrated nutrition or a food that has particular qualities that are very desirable and very helpful to us as human beings. Some foods have qualities that reduce inflammation in our cells. Some foods have even been shown to help lower blood pressure or prevent cancer or slow down cancer because of these substances that are naturally contained in them. And more research is being done these days about those substances. Scientists want to figure out what those substances are and how we can have more access to them.
Well, and that sounds like a real need that's out there because, you know, if you think about how much of an epidemic that obesity is in this country, you can see that obviously a lot of people are not making the right choices, are they?
Absolutely.
What is the impact of eating a superfood or different superfoods over time?
Well, the impact, it's very simple. I mean, to explain it in very simple terms and without getting into the scientific details behind it, foods such as a fruit like a berry, I mean, we've all read about blueberries having so much nutrition for us. There's a certain type of cherry that has even more nutrition than blueberries. These foods, even broccoli, which I know a lot of people don't like broccoli, but broccoli has some amazing cancer-fighting properties in it, and this has been documented in many studies now. Tomatoes are documented to reduce blood pressure, and they also have a number of other benefits. I mean, people are looking for ways not just to treat diseases, but people are realizing that they want to stay well and not have to wind up in the medical system if they can possibly avoid it. And by eating more of these kind of foods with more concentrated nutrition, that's one approach people can take to be proactive about that. And another way that superfoods are used is there are you can combine these foods. You can dehydrate some broccoli, some kale, some wheatgrass, barley, grass. There are different things that we may not see in the store every day, such as wheatgrass, that is loaded with nutrition, and that can be combined. A lot of people are into having smoothies and different kinds of shakes. And when you combine organic foods that have these superfood qualities, you're making even more of a superfood that can have even more benefits for you.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You're talking about things like a green smoothie or something like that where you put all these vegetables in it and drink it, and it doesn't always have the best taste, but it's very helpful, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a better – it depends. Yeah, it doesn't always have the best taste, but that's what I try to do. I try to help people. You know, if you make it yourself, you can control how it tastes, and there are ways to combine things that will make it really good. I mean, the products that I like to use a lot are dehydrated, and all I have to do is add water, and they have natural sweeteners that are a plant as well, and you know, added sugar, and yet it tastes really sweet and really delicious, even though it's got all these super healthy foods in it.
That's nice. If you think about it, a lot of foods that you eat, they don't always leave you feeling too well. Like if you eat, you know, if you have like a hamburger and fries and like a chocolate shake or something like that, you know, you're probably going to be in a food coma for hours afterwards after a meal like that. But eating these superfoods, eating something like a green smoothie, that leaves you with a lot of energy, doesn't it?
It leaves you with a lot of energy, Rick, but it's not only feeling bad, because one of the real problems we have is that people who are eating a lot of hamburgers and fries, like every day, if that's their standard lunch, they're probably taking some kind of medication for digestive issues, because that's what's going to happen if you eat too much of that food. And it just starts a vicious cycle, because that kind of food isn't really, well, it's over-fried, you've got bad oils, you've got bad fats, and it naturally causes problems. And when you go to the doctor and you say, I feel this or that, it's like, well, take this pill. You'll feel better. And you keep eating your burgers and fries, and you keep taking your pill, and you're doing fine until you need a second pill and a third pill and a fourth pill. And then, you know, and your digestive system just, you're really setting yourself up for problems in the future by relying on things that are fixing the problems that you are creating.
So it's like you're fixing the symptom, but you're not fixing the underlying root cause, right?
Exactly, exactly. And what I'm, you know, I mean, occasionally you got to eat fast food when you're out and you're driving around and you're hungry and you're got to get to another appointment. Sure, you got to make a decision, and you have to eat something so that you don't get, you know, pass out while you're driving. But, you know, a lot of fast food places are offering healthier choices these days. A lot of convenience stores, just about any gas station, just about anywhere in this country, you can pull into a gas station and pull into a convenience store and get a sandwich that's not too bad. You can get a yogurt. You can get fruit. You can get cheese. There are different things you can get so that our reliance on hamburgers and fries is really decreasing. That's actually being documented by reduced profits for some of our major burger companies. They're starting to put more energy into plant-based things. There's a coffee shop that I've been in recently that a lot of places are adding a green smoothie to their menu because there's a desire for that. And, you know, people are sort of getting the message that it's just not sustainable eating those burgers and fries. It's not going to be good 10 years down the road or 20 years down the road. You're kind of going to wish you hadn't been doing that.
Right. Yeah, and I think, you know, you talked about the healthier food choices. So, you know, if somebody's sitting down to cook dinner and they're selecting a vegetable and they're thinking to themselves, well, I could make broccoli, but I don't particularly like the taste of broccoli. Personally, I like broccoli, but for the person who doesn't like broccoli, what other choices do they have? What can they do?
Yeah, it's such a good question, Rick, because I get told that a lot, but I don't like broccoli. Well, you know, one of the reasons that a lot of people don't like broccoli is because as we were growing up, you know, broccoli was like this boiled thing with no taste on the side of your plate, and it wasn't really good. It didn't taste good, and you just didn't have a desire to eat it. One of the reasons it didn't taste good was because of the way it was prepared. Another reason is because it wasn't organic, and organic broccoli tastes sweet and delicious, and it can be steamed, and it's absolutely delicious. And another reason is it's not really being prepared creatively. If you take some garlic, which is also a superfood, and some onion and cut them up and put a little bit of coconut oil and cut up your organic broccoli and saute it for 5 or 10 minutes, you've got a really delicious dish that you can put over rice or quinoa or even pasta if that's what you're eating. A lot of us just have bad associations from our past of what vegetables are. I mean, you were talking about carrots earlier, and carrots are one of the sweetest, most delicious vegetables. I mean, for many years, that was the main vegetable that I would make at home was onions, carrots, broccoli, and garlic. And that was like a real staple in my life because carrots add a sweetness. Maybe they're not so attractive when they're raw. Again, if they're organic, more likely that they would be attractive. But cooking them, they are quite sweet and can be added to any combination of vegetables to give a lot of sweetness, especially green vegetables.
Yeah, you bring up a really good point there, and I like that thought of just, you know, taking time to prepare the vegetables a little bit more thoroughly, steaming them, looking for other vegetables you can combine them with. Broccoli is considered a cruciferous vegetable, right?
Yes, it is.
What
and
other cruciferous vegetables are superfoods or healthy to eat?
There's cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale, and vegetables like that. And I would say the same thing about all of them. If you're buying organic vegetables, they're going to taste better than conventional, what we call conventional pesticide-laden vegetables that tend to not be very tasty. So even if you're not into organics for health, organic vegetables generally are much more tasty and fun to eat. So I highly recommend.
That's excellent.
I highly recommend that people eat organic vegetables. And I also recommend, you know, you brought up a good point about, you know, preparing food and having to make those decisions about what you're going to buy. And the buying decision, I mean, we all know that we shouldn't eat too much fast food, but I don't think we talk enough about the decisions you make going out to the store and what you're going to bring home to make when you're home, which is where you have total choice. One of the things that's most important about how you shop is to try to buy fresh fruits and vegetables as much as possible, and try to avoid frozen and canned and processed fruits and vegetables. Now, if you're buying a processed soup, okay, we don't all want to spend the time to make soup, sure. I'm not against all processed and packaged foods. But you have to be so careful, because processed foods, anything that comes in a box, tends to have a lot of extra salt, extra fat, extra carbs, extra chemicals. It has a lot of extra things in it that we don't really need. So when you try to shift your diet more towards natural, organic, fresh fruits and vegetables, you're naturally going to get some of those superfood qualities into your diet without even thinking about it.
People tend to get quite a bit addicted to processed foods, such as the fast food type restaurants, or even just the snack foods like the potato chips. When you begin to eat healthier foods, how long would you say that it takes before people start to crave the healthier foods, like starting to switch from that the processed food diet to more of the healthier foods? Is there kind of a transition period where as you start eating healthier, you start to crave more of those foods?
Rick, it really depends on the individual. What I've seen is that it could be in as little as, I've seen people make a switch in as little as 5 or 6 days by using some products, especially these shakes and smoothies and things that are designed to help people break their addiction to processed foods. Some products that I use, I've seen people in 5 or 6 days really lose their cravings for a lot of other foods. But I would say generally I would say probably maybe 30 days of really trying to gradually be more focused on making healthy choices. It doesn't take really that long to make a switch. It doesn't take years. It can happen pretty quickly. It's all about finding what works for you, and that's one of the things that I like so much, is trying to help people personalize this process. I mean, you don't have to eat broccoli. Maybe for you it's carrots. I mean, maybe you like some vegetables that I don't like, or that I'm not really that familiar with, like collards. I don't really eat that much, but they're really good for you. But I know about string beans and broccoli and kale and chard, and you know, I have my favorite vegetables, and it's the same thing with fruits. Some people like certain fruits, but they don't like apples. I'm really into organic apples right now. Organic Fuji apples are my thing that I'm really addicted to at the moment. So I just try to make it about, I try to help that person identify what do you like, what's going to really work for you. Because if it's not something you like and not something you're comfortable with, you're not going to do it.
Excellent. Can you tell us, for somebody who makes that switch, who begins eating healthier foods, what are they likely to experience? What are they likely to feel like? How are they likely to benefit from that?
Well, what I've seen is that when people, again, it depends where people are starting from, but one of the programs that I work with is called a 10-day transformation. It has superfoods in it. It's got a special protein. It's got a fruit drink. I've seen people lose up to 20 pounds in 10 days. So for weight loss, these foods can be amazing. And the system involves not only the superfoods in a package, like not only doing smoothies and everything, but it involves eating some natural foods like avocados, cucumbers, watermelon, berries, apples. I've seen people really make tremendous changes in 10 days.
That's pretty amazing. That's excellent. And I think as you lose weight, that also brings a lot of other positive benefits. I mean, obviously, you know, obesity is often linked with high blood pressure and, you know, heart condition and everything else. So it seems like, you know, as you lose weight, those conditions are going to lessen and you're going to feel healthier. And ultimately, you know, that's going to help you to live a longer, healthier life, right?
Absolutely. I've seen, I myself lost 8 pounds in 10 days using one of these systems that I recommend to people. And it's just tremendous because it really changes your attitude. It really makes you want to exercise. It makes you want to go out, you know, and have some, have more fruit. I mean, it really can
Right.
change your whole outlook on what is possible for you.
Excellent. Now, for somebody who's interested in utilizing superfoods, you know, one of the things that might hold them back is feeling like they're too expensive. Are superfoods expensive?
That's a really good question, because there's a lot of misconception about that. Because when somebody says, is it expensive, the question is compared to what? You know, and of course, compared to the dollar hamburger, yes, it's probably going to be a little bit more than that. When you really analyze what you're spending on food and what you're spending on all those snacks and different meats and different things that people are buying every week, I mean, I help people look at that. And I show people how for just a few dollars a day, they could be making significant changes in their diet that would have really amazing benefits. And even within the health food kind of industry itself, there's expensive choices and there are less expensive choices. I recently saw a 16-ounce drink that was being offered at Whole Foods, a fresh green smoothie for $7. It was close to the checkout counter, so it was one of those things designed to be just picked up for $7 for a 16-ounce drink. I use green smoothie products that are dehydrated, and I just add water, and I can have it anytime I want. I don't have to be at Whole Foods, and I can get 3 of them for $7. So everything's really relative. I just like to help people figure out how to make it work. You're not going to change overnight, but I like to show people how they can make changes gradually that they're really going to stick with.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think when you said, is it expensive compared to what? How expensive is it to take a ride to the hospital in an ambulance? How expensive is it to spend a night in ICU? How expensive is it to be strapped to an EKG machine? You know, everything is relative,
exactly.
And you have to consider things in the big picture.
Exactly. I mean, I try not to. Yeah, I mean, that's the obvious comparison. It's the pain, it's the suffering, and it's the deductible. I mean, let's face it. Insurance is not an easy thing to deal with, and people have deductibles, and even if you don't have a catastrophic illness, but you're getting colds every couple of months, you've got aches and pains, you've got things that can be easily avoided by making some lifestyle changes, and yet if you don't do that and you have to go to the doctor, that gets expensive too, because not everybody has all that covered by their insurance. So you can pay hundreds of dollars just to be taking care of these minor things that could be possibly avoided by just changing your diet.
Definitely. Is there an easy way to start using superfoods?
There is. One of the easiest ways is, like I said, there's three main ways that I recommend to make a transition to eating more superfoods. One is to just really be conscious when you go to the store and buy food. Go to the farmer's market. Try to get food that's as fresh as possible. Even if you don't know what the best foods are or which ones are the superfoods, if it's fresh, if it's organic, it's going to be good for you. So just make healthier shopping choices. The second thing is look for foods that are convenient. Try to find recipes. I mean, there's so much out there, and we can all find things at our fingertips these days as far as how to prepare these foods. Try to find easy, simple things to do. Don't start off with a recipe that requires 12 ingredients and 45 minutes to cook just to get some broccoli in you that tastes good. It's a lot easier to just take a tiny bit of oil and, like I said before, cut up some onions and garlic and cut up the vegetable and put it in. So look for simplicity. And the third thing is I use products that, to me, they are healthy fast food. I use products from a company called Purium, and these products are made with vegetables that are dehydrated in a special way, so they keep all of their nutrition, and all you have to do is add water. So what could be easier than that, right?
Very good. For folks who are interested in learning more, what's the easiest way to contact you?
Well, the easiest way to contact me is through my website, realhealthconnection.com, and I've got a tab on there for a free discovery session. I offer people a free 20-minute session where I try to help people to clarify their health goals. What do you want? What are you trying to improve? What are the changes that you'd like to make, but you just haven't been able to yet? So I try to explore with people what their goals are, what their challenges are, and I try to help people figure out some ways that maybe they haven't thought of before to just make those simple changes one at a time without having to change everything overnight. So yeah, on my website, people can go, and my contact information is there, and they can sign up for a time to talk to me, or they can just call me or email me.
Very good. And that's realhealthconnection.com.
Yes, realhealthconnection.com.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for sharing this information with our audience today. Any final words before we wrap up?
I want to thank you for this interview. I just really appreciate the opportunity to tell people that healthy choices don't have to be complicated. You don't have to give up everything and change overnight. When you start to make some simple changes, you'll start to see big results, and I am available to help make that happen for you.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Anita. Thank you for sharing this information.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.